Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? It is another episode of Video Game Bang. In fact, it is episode number 3 under the Nerd Reactor banner. And I have to start with a very special congratulations to my uncle cousin, Jake, on the birth of his first son, Benjamin.
When you say uncle cousin, that sounds really like... It's my brother, daddy.
ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Jen. You can't talk right now. That's what we do. We're really rude to our guests. You threw off my groove, Jen.
You're talking about your uncle, daddy.
I was talking about my uncle, daddy. wow. I need to stop listening to you instinctually. He is. Jake, he's truly my uncle, but he's more like a cousin because we're the same age. My grandma was getting down around the same
time. Okay, we don't need to hear all that.
Okay.
Congratulations,
Moving Jake. on.org. I went to Reedley, California to see the baby, and Reedley's a terrible city.
Wow. We're just dogging people right off the top of the back of the show.
First of all, Reedley has like a population of 30, and I don't believe that anybody lives there on purpose.
Oh, so it's just misfortunate people just fall into Reedley?
Someone was on their way to move to Sacramento and like ran out of gas and was like,
Reedley.
Reedley. I guess that's where I'm going. So big congratulations to him. I want to, let's address who's actually here.
Yeah,
so,
bring her on in.
I'm your host, Corey Vincent, as always. Here, laugh. Thank
you.
I guess if we were the Black Eyed Peas, I would be Will.i.am. Aaron would be Fergie.
That's bold. You would be Will.i.am?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're Apple the App.
Ouch. He is the Fergie to... I'm going to stick with mine. And he's the Fergie to my Will.i.am, Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
And then going on, I guess he would be Taboo, Steven.
As long as I don't have lovely lady lumps, that's fine.
And we leave that up to luscious Laura, the Apple Day app.
Wow.
You don't want to...
Well, hello.
That was a boo sound effect. And I have to announce them because our very special guest for the entire show is Jen, the geek girl LeBlanc.
Woo, LeBlanc. Good God, man. You don't pronounce the C.
Well, LeBlanc.
We are dumb Americans, okay?
Speak for yourself, sir.
Yeah, you're a dumb American.
Exactly.
Well, to Canadians, we're all just dumb Americans. Is that right, Jen?
Now, have you seen our mayor this week? The mayor of Toronto, that is.
Drake?
What?
Drake's not the mayor of Toronto?
I thought it was pretty well known in the States that the mayor of Toronto just admitted to smoking crack cocaine on video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah, I thought that was just an old...
Well, first of all, that's not news to the U.S. because we have plenty of mayors that smoke crack down here.
Yeah, presidents that smoke weed.
Crack, sure. Bang holers. And
governors, mayors.
Anthony Weiner.
Exactly.
Oh, God, that is the most unflattering name combination for an event.
And then he goes ahead and... takes pictures of said last name
as Carlos Danger.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Danger.
Country's a mess. Anyways, we here at Video Game Bang want you to check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. Let us know what you think of the show. We want to hear from you guys. So if you're listening to the show, press pause. open up a Twitter window in your whatever browser of choice and follow us at Video Game Bang. We're constantly talking about video games and...
and the government, apparently.
And the government. we try and get people to show up on the show, to win prizes, all sorts of good stuff. And last week, you can catch our Video Game Bang Spooktacular Halloween Super Show presented by Nerd Reactor. Go back, listen to the old episodes, and contribute to society.
That is actually a good way to contribute to society, listening to our shows.
And, whoa! What you playing? This is, of course, the What You Playing theme song. What Jen cannot hear. What you playing? Let's start with Jen. What you playing?
What am I playing? Right now, not a whole lot because school happened. But I'm still, every once in a while, going back and picking up Beyond Two Souls again. I'm actually having a lot of fun doing the replays and making the different choices and seeing what happens. So
that's
kind of what I'm doing.
That's a good one. And wasn't someone in the room recently playing that?
Who was playing Two Souls? Beyond Two Souls?
None of you guys?
No.
I think you're thinking of Laura's Dark Souls. Dark Souls.
For me.
Oh, it must have been one of my real friends.
Wow.
Those are very different games.
They're very different.
Let's see. Steven, what you playing?
A lot of Netflix.
Wow. That's a good game. It is a good game.
Yeah.
What are you watching?
A lot of, they put actually one of my favorite shows on there, Chuck. If you guys haven't watched that, watch it.
Can you get the boo? Boo.
It's very, it's awesome. Had to. That and Grand Theft Auto, of course.
Grand Theft Auto's stimulus package dropped today.
Yeah. Go get your monies.
Go get your money.
My money.
You have to have played, what's the...
I think
you played any time in the month of October?
October, yeah. It said October 2nd, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so those October 1st people.
Wow. So what about...
Because I just bought the game and I got
Oh, yeah.
So there goes that theory.
Well, I'm reading the post, not...
Well, in your face, Rockstar. Yeah, I got money.
Aaron, wow.
Right there.
Dang. Steven just pummeled him right now.
He's pummeled Rockstar. I'm reading off of it.
So, is that enough to buy a good car?
Yeah.
You can get a...
You can get a really good car for that.
Or you can just steal it, and it's free.
Which, we did confirm that the glitch is still active, too, for those nasty, dirty little cheaters out there.
I don't even know Rockstar's...
Corey.
What did Rockstar think people were going to do in the Grand Theft Auto Live multiplayer? I mean, come on.
That was Aaron's argument last week.
Exactly.
They can't really throw stones and punish people if they're going to steal in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. You can't blame them.
So, Laura, you are wearing a Doctor Who shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Boo.
Glad you noticed.
Boo. Yeah.
What are you playing?
Well, I'm playing Pokemon Y right now.
Okay.
A lot. And then today I got back on GTA 5. And what? What are you looking at me for?
Because I want to challenge you.
To a Pokemon battle?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Right now?
Wow.
This would be the most boring show.
I'm not just going to whip it out right now, Lord.
Put my Aerodactyl.
The microphone.
My Aerodactyl.
Next show.
Next show.
You got an Aerodactyl?
Live battle.
Live battle. Right.
See, I didn't think they even had the older Pokemon like that on this. Okay.
Yeah, do you guys remember the Pokemon rap?
Yes.
Didn't it like change?
Can you recite it?
Like every week?
No.
Oh, God.
Pokemon, right? I remember it was just the names of the Pokemon, right?
Yeah, but it was like to a rhythm and in an order. Jen?
I definitely don't remember it, but I absolutely do remember it. I used to play the card game, like not just collect the cards, but play the game.
Wow.
And I actually taught it to my mom, really likes card games. So she used to play with my brother and I, but to like tell us to start playing, she'd go, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a Poke War.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, mom, I'm trying so hard.
That takes geekdom like to a whole new level. My mom wouldn't be caught dead like playing anything with me. She's still embarrassed of me.
Did your mom cosplay as Ash? That'd be awesome.
Bear in mind, I was like 6 or 7 years old at the time.
Oh, okay.
My brother was like 10. So we were just like playing a card game with my mom.
She hides in the house and challenges them.
That is the epitome of awesome parenting.
That really is.
She stares straight down. Eye-to-eye.
My mom would just put me in front of the TV for 8 hours at a time.
Wow. You can watch
Pokemon.
And she'd
take us to this mall every month where they would have a Pokemon card game tournament like every month.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
You could go play, and if you beat enough people, you earned like little stamp badges. It was great.
Wow. Is your mom adopting?
Yes.
30-year-old kid.
Let's see. Aaron, what you playing?
Beyond Grand Theft Auto, this is where it gets sad. I am playing Xbox free game World of Keflings.
World of Keflings is the game that you terribly destroyed on Twitter.
You made us
lose our World of Keflings sponsorship.
I spent 3 hours on this game, and it was interesting. Me and Jerry, a friend of mine, we played 3 hours, and we were building up our city, and we were helping the little Keflings. We were building all these units, and you know, like an RTS, because that's essentially what this game is. But then I did a little research online 3 hours into the game, and was seeing if there's any opposition in the game. Anything to threaten my small Keflings. Not one bad guy. So I said, I've been taking care of these guys for no reason.
Now, when you wrote that tweet, if you follow Aaron, he's at YDAK, YDAAK. Mm-hmm. And you could just, he goes on these rants and you ripped the game a new one.
Yeah, because it's.
And was that before or after you started playing?
That was after.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I went into this blind. I didn't know anything about World of Keflings, and I wanted to give it a fair shot. Microsoft gave it to me for free, so hey, what can I say? I went into it, I played it. I enjoyed the preparation for what I thought danger was coming.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh yeah, no matter what comes, a dragon, whatever happens, I'm going to be ready. And mind you, they had a small cutscene where a dragon does come and land on one of your buildings. And, you know...
And he just says, let's be friends, gives you a hug, well, you and flies just, away?
You do a, like, an emote with your character to shoo him away, and that's it.
Wow.
And he never comes back again. That's it. So I was waiting on, like, a horde of dragons, him to go get his friends and come back and try to burn my village down. Never happens. Not going to happen either. And so I was upset with the game. So I went back to Grand Theft Auto and started killing people in that.
Well, I have been engaged in the world of Pokemon myself.
You bought what? Pokemon Y?
No. I got like Pokemon X and Y Envy, so I went back to my old DS and started playing Pokemon Platinum.
Really? That's kind of far back.
Is that far back?
I think it's like
two. No, I still go back and play like my copy of Yellow. So
yeah, see, that's way far back.
See,
yeah.
No, that's classic.
Now, can you move those Yellow Pokemon up to the new generations?
I don't think so at all.
Those are Game Boy
Color.
You
could trade on other later generation Game Boy Color games, but only with Pokemon that were in that generation. So, like, you could trade in Sapphire. It was literally called, like, a time machine in the game with first generation games, but I don't think you can go system to system.
That would be crazy.
Like, Game Boy to 3DS. So, how would they connect?
I don't know. You just mash them together. So would I be able to use some of my Pokemon and then if I ever got X and Y, move them to that one?
From Platinum to X and Y?
Yeah. Because I'm like really proud of
you
guys.
Do you trade between DS and 3DS?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to conduct an experiment. Did one of you guys bring your...
No, I didn't.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, after the show.
Laura. After the show? After the show.
Yeah, after the show. We're going to hook up. Yeah.
Wow.
Bring it everywhere.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Wow.
So from what I understand, Aaron, there's been some video game news.
There is a little bit of video game news. Not a lot.
Fatality.
It's like three pages.
Wow. Are you serious? Okay. Xbox One tracks head, lean, voice commands in Battlefield 4. Now, I kind of, when I saw this, I immediately thought of... Corey.
Me? Oh, how
yeah,
sweet.
Only because he was like, the future is with Xbox One.
It is.
And the Kinect.
Yep.
So it says when Battlefield 4 hits Xbox One or Xbone, it will bring with it a few Kinect options.
Wow, you stumbled make over
your,
that joke there.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they'll teach you.
Kinect options that'll make your own body movements part of the virtual firefight. So basically what it is you're going to lean to the left or right. And that'll give you the option or the ability to look out of cover. You know?
I didn't even realize you can take cover in that game. So Battlefield has a cover system?
Have you played the demo, right, Steven?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Chest high walls.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And it's like if you're kind of, there's no actual like dedicated cover button like Grand Theft Auto has.
Yeah.
There's
or Gears of War.
Or Gears of War, yeah. You just hide behind some type of...
Ghost Recon.
You just hide behind some type of obstruction, and then you kind of... What is it, like the right trigger or something?
I don't remember what it was.
It's some button. Some button will flash on the screen saying that you can lean out. Well...
Oh. And these features are like... Okay, they're like basic, primitive versions of what the Kinect is capable of. And it's good to see that they're at least making the effort. And these things are going to get better with time.
Time out.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
It's going to be an annoyance. I can tell you right now.
You could turn them off.
You're going to play through the game.
So then why put them?
You're going to play through the game. You're going to get far, and then you're not going to hit like a checkpoint or save. Now, mind you, I'm talking about story-wise.
Okay.
All right. And then you're going
to
accidentally move your head because somebody's calling you in the other room, and then snipe, boom, you have to start all the way over.
With the voice commands, you're going to be able to yell, you know, like your basic units, the, you know, medic or... ammo or something like that, and then you'll have another squad member be able to drop it for you. Most likely an NPC or something like that.
I like it.
Is there a command for I I shot you, you D-bag?
No, there's not going to be one of those, sorry.
A T-bag command?
But I don't know. or you can call her vehicle support, too, actually, it says.
I like it.
That's still kind of soft.
Jen, where are you at with the motion tracking in video games?
I'm sort of iffy about it. I feel like it's not responsive enough, or it winds up being too responsive, which sort of becomes a problem of finding that sweet spot where, yeah, it won't go off when you turn around to talk to your friend in the next room. Yeah. But at the same time, it will actually work when you want it to. I don't know. I'm always so iffy with them because I always feel like, you know, the Wii is great for like old folks homes and physical therapy and children. But like, I don't see it as something that I take seriously when I'm gaming.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't feel like it's something I would do.
Applause, please, because she's requesting on the right track.
I applaud you. Hold on. That was laughter. Sorry, hold on. Let me try again. No, I don't have an applause. Yeah.
All right. So who's ready for
custom?
Who's ready for Spike TV? Everybody loves that channel, right?
You mean the cops channel?
Yeah, that's pretty much all.
Isn't
they
it
show
like
on
Storage
there.
Wars and
Storage Wars and cops?
Yeah. Well, Sony decided to take their talents to Spike TV. In this all-access PS4 launch event, they're going to be showing all the all the launch titles, which actually I looked up a list of the launch titles, and it was totally different from what I see here. On here it says Drive Club, Infamous Second Son, Watch Dogs, but they had like a list that I saw where it was like 100-plus launch titles, and I was like, that can't be it.
How long is this going to be on? Is this an all-day affair?
No, it most likely is not going to be. Well, what? Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. I didn't think Second Son was a launch title anymore. Ooh. It's not coming out on launch day.
No, it's, I think it's quarter one, like March.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think they're going to show a bunch of launch titles, and they'll probably give us some sneak peeks to games coming next year.
Yeah, probably.
Think any new surprises?
I can't imagine.
This is their time to shine, literally. They're going to be, they've got the stage, you know. They're coming out earlier than Xbox One.
Can you imagine? It's literally just a little over a week
from But now. this is why I think this is important. This is Sony's turn to say, hey, buy a PS4, not an Xbox. This is why. And make more of a case than I think they did at E3.
It's the final nail in the coffin is what they need to do.
But so you mean actually market themselves instead of letting Microsoft market them by being terrible?
Exactly. Instead of just waiting to rant
on
one of them.
Boo.
Look. No. That has really been their marketing scheme this entire time. It's let's just sit back, let Microsoft shoot themselves in the foot, and then we'll look excellent for not doing anything that different.
So now they
can't.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the key point. Yeah, Jen, yeah, you pretty much nailed it. But Microsoft made some huge mistakes, and then Sony doesn't just let the media take over. I mean, they instigate it, too, like with the video of the, hey, how do we share games?
Yeah.
We hand people the disc.
But
that was excellent, though.
And
that was pretty hilarious.
Well, but then look at now, they can't. Sony can you could write open it from the box and play a Blu-ray. You can't do that with the PS3 or whatever you want to call it, the PS4.
But PS4.
Yeah, but you can use Netflix without paying for a PlayStation Plus membership, which you have to buy an Xbox Gold Live membership to use Netflix on your Xbox.
Oh snap! Uh-oh.
Where's the soundboard at?
And that was Jen LeBlanc, everybody.
I think the gloves have been thrown down. Well, what I was saying is Microsoft, now they haven't said anything. So Sony, this is Sony's chance to not wait for, you know, them to mess up to say something. This is their step forward. This is going to be like their coming out party and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
out
show
calling,
out,
right?
You know, show out for the fans and everything like that.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity. I think it's a great idea. I'm hoping Microsoft will take a hint and do something similar or, you know, make some grand entrance. But, yeah, the PS4 is so close, and none of us are getting it, right?
No.
Nobody in here?
Nobody in this room.
I haven't pre-ordered, but I don't know.
He's not getting it.
I'm getting it.
You're getting it at launch?
Jen's getting it.
Not at launch. I'm going to get it in a couple of weeks. Mm. I'm waiting.
That's close enough.
I have midterms. I can't buy a new system. I will not get my midterms done.
That's true. Let's see, Aaron, what's next?
Wii Mini coming to retail stores in the U.S. finally. Jen, you might know a little about this as well. Nintendo has announced that Wii Mini A more affordable version of the successful Wii console is coming to the U.S. retail stores mid-November. The Wii Mini originally was released in Canada last December for $99. Nintendo's Wii has sold over 100 million units worldwide lifetime as of June 2013. The current system comes bundled with a red and black design and includes a Wii Remote Plus, a Nunchuck, and a copy of Mario Kart. But it says, remember, the Wii Mini does not include online functionality whatsoever. I don't understand that logic
Jen,
whatsoever.
So this has been out. You guys have had it already. How did it go over?
It wasn't hugely popular, but I will tell you where it is popular. So the Wii Mini, in terms of its low price, lack of internet connectivity, and just that simple kind of bundle, is very, very popular with organizations that try to use the Wii as a form of physical therapy. So I kind of just mentioned a little bit earlier, like, oh, old folks homes use the motion controls as a form of physical therapy. Uh-huh. Old folks homes in Canada love the Wii Mini because it's nice, it's cheap, it makes it an easier way for them to bring this to their facility. And it's also going to be used in children's hospitals. That's really the market that it's for. It's also for people that, you know, don't necessarily have the kind of spending money to spend $400 on a PlayStation or $500 on an Xbox, but still want to have a bit of an access to gaming.
Nintendo just announced that they're going to stop manufacturing the full functioning Wii, though, right?
I think that was just in Japan, wasn't it?
I thought that was worldwide.
If that's worldwide, then...
And that this is pretty much going to supplement that.
Well, so
the Wii is at the end of its life cycle, and then they're going to kind of release this.
But you got the Wii U that does the same thing as the Wii, so.
Yeah, the Wii U is backwards compatible.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is unheard of in the new systems, which I don't understand that still.
Yeah, it's the only backwards compatible Generation 8 console.
Yep.
Nintendo's been good at that. That's the one thing Nintendo has done right. And they've been consistent.
You can still put a Nintendo cartridge in that bad boy.
You could do... Now, that does the Wii U go all the way back to GameCube?
No. Oh, wait, I don't... No, not the Wii U. No,
but the old Wii can do GameCube.
The old Wii, yeah.
Yeah, see, good times.
But people that haven't bought a Wii yet, were they ever going to?
No.
Really?
That's a good point.
It's like when they started saying, we're not going to make any more PlayStation 2 games. I kind of had this reaction, you're still making PlayStation 2 games?
Oh,
what?
Oh, man. Yeah. In this neighborhood, at our GameStop,
that was big.
PS2 was big.
They just got rid of them.
They really
when
did?
When I went back, they just got rid of them.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
I remember seeing like a copy of Madden 2011 or whatever year I worked there come out like brand new in the package, PS2 packaging.
For no reason at all.
For no reason.
Yeah, no, brand new PlayStation 2 games just stopped being manufactured in Japan in the last year.
Yeah, it was a huge system.
It's the best selling system of all time. Still is.
Let's see. What do we got, Aaron?
Next free Xbox Live Gold game has been announced, everybody.
We alluded to this. World of Keflings.
No. Microsoft has revealed a World of Keflings and an excellent Iron Brigade as of November's entries for the Games with Gold program. So World of Craplings was the first one. There you go. And then originally it was $9.99. Now they're going to bring out after, I believe on the 16th, that's when it comes out?
Yeah.
Iron Brigade.
Do we know anything about Iron Brigade?
I was going to download this one because I was looking for co-op games. I know it's 4 players co-op.
Mm.
But you're like a guy in a giant robot that fights aliens.
Yeah, done.
Steven, you're not going to even download it for free. Just
no,
I'll
download it for free because I've downloaded every single one. Done. And I've been disappointed with every single free game that they gave.
Only World of Keflings.
Really? Every
yes,
one?
Yes, every single... Crackdown?
Dead Rising.
The reason...
Crackdown.
Dead Rising.
Can I explain?
Halo.
Dead Rising
the
too.
Only reason I'm disappointed is because they gave old, really old games
what
that
are
like
$2.99. You want Call of Duty Ghosts?
If their competitor can give a game that's still like $30 for free, why can't Microsoft do it? They make obviously more money because the Xbox is so successful, right, Corey?
Ooh. Yeah, all the
but you can't give me at least a $20 game. You have to give me something I can go buy for 99 cents.
$9.99,
I
want to
try
actually.
A Willy Wonka soundboard right now. $9.99. I got Veruca Salt right here on my couch.
Wow. You know what though? with Jen and Steven here, you're kind of getting the raw end of the Xbox deal over here, Corey.
I'm getting X-boned, that's for sure.
Yeah, you sure are.
I'm going to come up with some written rebuttals for both of you.
You're probably going to have to go back and research some stuff. Moving on.
.org.
PS4 can remote play a PS Vita directly or through a router. You can remote play a PS4 game. You can remote play PS4 games on your PS Vita even without a wireless router. Was that Sony something?
Yeah, so that's cool. That's exactly what they should have done. When they made the PS3, I don't think they fully had in mind that the PS Vita was going to be such a handshake device. So it was going through your network. But now, since it's a native piece of equipment, they programmed it into the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, all the games are required to have that cross platform.
Cross play.
There you go. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, it has to, because I was talking to the Sony rep a while back, and he was like, "Yeah, it's mandatory. They have to, if they want it to be on the PS4, they have to have that function."
Yeah.
So the Wii U does something similar, of course, but yeah, this one is, I guess, a little.
Jen, do you have the Vita?
I don't have a Vita. I actually don't. Mm. I've never actually owned. I didn't have a PSP either. But that's sort of mostly because I have a tendency to not handheld game all that much.
So, do you have any interest with your PS4, your impending PS4 purchase, which I urge you to reconsider, by the way. Do you have any intention of getting the PlayStation camera or the whatever they're calling it, the PlayStation Eye?
Not particularly, because like I said before, I'm not huge on motion controls. It's sort of one of those things where I would ask for it for Christmas. Like, I'd like if somebody gave it to me. I would use it in that situation for, like, Just Dance or whatever. But it's not something I would buy myself.
That's, if that a smart makes play. Sense. Yeah. Yeah. Smart play, I guess.
And Aaron, I got a story for you guys, actually.
Alrighty,
this
Hattie.
Has to be covered. Let's see. Thor Dark World comes out this Friday.
Oh, wow. That's not on the paper. Is that what's going on? You just want to slide in Thor Dark World? Oh, no, it is here. I see it.
Thor Dark World's coming up. And this is really awesome. Have you guys been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, was it yesterday's episode?
Yeah. It's on my DVR, no spoilers.
Yeah, I haven't
have you watched it, Laura?
I've tried to start it.
Of course not.
Doctor Who, right?
Yeah, I've been Doctor Whoing it.
Doctor Who cares. Wow. Am I right? Steven, up top.
Bam.
Shut up, you guys.
For some reason, one of the Nerd Reactor writers has convinced himself that I look like Simmons, even though I don't. And he now calls me Simmons.
Wow.
Is Simmons a male character?
No, that's the...
Wow.
It's the female.
Yeah, it's the female scientist, right? Yeah.
Oh, wait, from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Doctor
Who.
Well,
these guys are talking about Who. And Doctor Who cares, Simmons. Am I right, Steven? Up top.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Doctor Boo.
Yeah, up top.
Bam.
I can see that. The nerdy scientist?
Yeah, but I don't look like her.
I don't see it. I disagree.
Another cosplay idea.
There you go.
But the good news is that the November 19th episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be a crossover follow-up that takes place immediately after the events of Thor Dark World.
So if I didn't watch Thor the Dark World?
Don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. that week.
So spoilers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it going to be spoilers?
Well, everybody's going to go see it week one.
Not everybody.
I am.
I won't be able to see it probably until Tuesday. After it comes out?
Thor's stories are kind of just, all right, he loses.
All right, and that was Aaron Carter.
It's like, because they're so predictable. I'm going to be Thor, throw
they're
the lightning.
If you want to get that way, they're all predictable.
I'm going to lose my powers for a second. I'm going to get them back, and then I'm going to throw some more lightning.
Well, nerdreactor.com gives it a 8 out of 10, I think.
Really? I haven't seen their review yet.
Yeah, they gave it a review.
I give Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
You're such a girl.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Well, now you just ruined it for me. I don't want to go see that crap.
Because you know there's going to be at least 30 minutes of him with his shirt off. Yeah. It's throwing
the
lightning.
The first scene is just him with his shirt off.
Well, actually, it's pretty early.
You've seen it?
Called it.
I have not seen it, but I did see an interview where they talk about a scene where apparently Chris Hemsworth was like, why am I taking my shirt off? Why is this happening? You know, being an actor. And Joss Whedon just like, just do it. Just take your shirt off. Here's a reason. Just do it.
He's fun. Cuddling Loki.
Yes. You know, I'll look past the Hemsworth hunkery just to get to my Natalie Portman's.
Really? She's like so like played down.
Natalie Portman. What?
She's like played down in the movie.
I don't
in
care.
The first one, at least.
There's no
They're
going to
kill her
pl-
off.
No.
She's dead.
There's no such
she
thing as
She doesn't really
a
have
down.
A character.
Yeah, she's dead.
Thank
oh my
you,
gosh.
Jen. She does, like I said, they didn't. She was final thought on the Thor movie.
She's
that's what I thought.
She's Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
That's all she needs to be.
She plays Natalie Portman.
That is perfection.
He probably calls her that throughout the whole movie. Natalie, I mean, what's your character's name again?
He's snapping his fingers. You.
What is her character's name?
Exactly. Yeah. What's her character's name?
Dr. something.
Dr. Tancredi.
Is she in the... Yeah, exactly. Talk Dr. Tancredi from freaking Prison Break, yes.
No, she's a thing of beauty. V for Vendetta.
Is she even
bald
in,
and still
okay,
just as
you
beautiful.
Read the comic books, right, for Thor?
Yeah.
Is she a character in those?
Yeah.
So she plays a character from... He has other people in his comics besides him and Loki?
Yes.
Humans?
yeah, there are some in there.
I thought he was always...
I usually read more Avengers than I do Thor, but I do kind of enjoy Tony Stark calling Thor Greenpeace.
Yeah.
It does amuse me.
Uh-huh. Are you up to date? Do you subscribe to the comics that are going on right now?
Not super intensely. I kind of like jump around and you'll get back into them and read a whole bunch and then I'll leave them alone for a while and come back. I did hear today something interesting though, that Miss Marvel is being rebooted as a 16-year-old first generation American of Pakistani parents who what? Is going to be a first in a line of Marvel characters who are going to be both female and Muslim.
No.
Yeah.
Not
that's
Carol Danvers.
That's
that doesn't bother me.
You know why? Because she's not Spider-Man. That's why.
Well, they remade him a black dude.
He's mixed. He's black and
he's
Puerto
half
Rican.
Hispanic, half black. Yeah.
Oh, so they really went
they made
the
him
my
little
on
brother.
That
again,
one.
It's an ultimate thing. It's a side story thing. So if you don't like it, you can just continue to see Miss Marvel in her traditional version. And if you think that's really cool, you can go read that. That's the great thing about comic books. We have all these multiple universes happening at the same time. So different... fan bases can be catered to simultaneously without really nobody should be totally pissed off.
It kind of just seems like it's an Aryan Marvel and they,
you know what I say?
Diverse,
is, I say,
totally diverse Marvel.
Keep those minorities out of my comic books.
Wow.
Is what I say.
You know what? I can't even say anything because I made so many rants about how I wanted Miss, what's her, the Invisible Woman to just be, I said, keep her white and like my comic book.
Wow.
I don't want Jessica Alba playing because the new Fantastic Four reboot, it's the black guy. What's his name? From,
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
That is his name.
Is his name really Michael Jordan?
Yes, ooh. It is.
From Space Jam?
The guy that plays in that one movie where the meteorite falls to Earth and the three boys get superpowers.
Oh,
Chronicle.
Chronicle, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he actually goes by Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, maybe, yeah. That'd probably be a better...
That's a good, smart career move.
That was a huge shadow that he would have.
He's going to be the Human Torch in the next Fantastic Four reboot.
So is he going to be an android?
Going to be...
So Sue black. Storm is probably going to be black, yeah. And that's why I would...
Unless they do the, I was adopted at age...
But I would probably be upset with that type of stuff. I don't know why. Like,
well, what if it's like Beyonce?
No, I don't. She's hot. Yeah, she's definitely hot. But why would I want to see her invisible half the movie?
Beyonce Z?
No.
Oh God.
I keep them the same. The only person that I've actually even just accepted is Eyepatchy. What's his name?
Oh my gosh,
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury. And with your guys' ranting, you have made us go over our time limit. I apologize
That's
to
awesome.
The listeners.
They enjoyed
no,
it.
No, when people listen to the show, exactly at minute 34, they're expecting commercials.
That's terrible.
And we've neglected them this commercial. So we're going to give you some brief message break. We're going to be back talking a little bit more Call of Duty Ghosts. And we're going to be playing the trivia game challenge day number 2. Stick with us. And like we always say, we'll be right back after the break. All right, and we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. This is Video Game Bang with Nerd Reactor special guest Jen LeBlanc.
Better.
Am I getting better?
You're getting much better.
Well, Sue Storm. Sorry.
Okay.
That's her name. As I couldn't remember the woman's name from Fantastic Four for some reason.
Well, we have, last week we started a new trivia game, Trivia Challenge. We had Ryan Shepard from Under Inspired Gaming come on here, and Aaron destroyed him.
Let's be fair, okay? He did all right.
He did good. It was a valiant effort. I really want someone just to come on here and destroy you, Aaron.
Let's
I want
be
to
honest.
See your face get melted.
Let's
by
be
this
honest. I do know a lot about nerdery things, if that's what we're going to call it.
See, he's already just gloating. His head is growing. Okay, go ahead, continue.
I'm just saying. You know, it's over the years of being a nerd myself, and I don't know everything, though. You know,
this is why I issued a challenge on Twitter, but everyone seemed to be afraid of you, Aaron, and I don't know why. If I didn't come up with the questions, I would definitely thwart you. I would.
I don't know.
I would put you over my knee.
The
Jordy
LaForge
you.
One.
This sounds like it's going in a whole nother direction.
Jen, are you up to the challenge?
I will try my best.
Please.
That's all we ask.
You have, it's not like you have the whole weight and credibility of Nerd Reactor on your shoulders, okay?
Oh, great. Yeah.
It's not like Canada is listening to this collectively, hoping for you to destroy Aaron.
Drake is listening.
It's not like this is the Nerd Olympics and you're representing Canada and Aaron's representing South Africa.
Wow. It would be Brazil, first of all.
So questions... are just scattered throughout. Basically, I'm going to explain the rules so Jen gets it. I'm going to begin reading the question. At any point, you guys can chime in, buzz in, basically, by saying your name. So the questions are somewhat easy, but the point is trying to figure out where the question's going to go and sometimes taking that chance, that risk of getting the answer.
I say we add a new rule and cripple Aaron by giving him a nickname.
Wow.
It's a twist.
He doesn't. He's already pretty crippled.
Eliminate his practice effect. Yep.
I will hold back just a tad, but not too much.
Jen, do you feel like you got it?
I will do my best, as I said.
All right, here we go. Question number 1.
Bazinga.
In Fallout 3, you visit Galaxy News Radio. What is the name of the last remaining DJ?
Steven. Three Dog.
1 point goes to Mr. Gutierrez.
I see your face, Aaron.
I know it.
I don't think he knew it.
Come on.
He knew it.
Three Dog? That's like the easiest question in the world.
That's the thing. The questions are going to be somewhat easy. I made them gettable, so...
I was going to just chime in and say Three Dog whenever you said Galaxy News Radio.
I waited for the whole question.
But like I said, I wait for the whole question.
So that's how the game is played, people. So Steven is in the lead.
Did you know that, Jen?
I have not played Fallout in a very long time, so I forgot.
Oh. And you do the PlayStation.
Yeah. That's the longest intro. You know that, right?
The bad timing, too. We're still listening to the PlayStation intro.
Yeah. You seriously got to take that away from you.
I did it for her because she's obviously a PlayStation fan.
Wow.
Question number 2. In the Elder Scrolls universe, What is the translation for Dragonborn in the dragon language? Wow, that's Steven? Dead air, people. Steven.
Wouldn't it be Dovahkiin?
Steven got 2 points.
I was really like, Lord, I was waiting on you the whole time.
She was going to say false right now.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Wow, Steven jumped out in the lead. Aaron, if you coast too much, you're...
How many questions are there?
There's 10.
Okay.
He's going to flip the switch at number 6.
Getting my ass kicked. That's okay.
In Battletoads, you have a choice between 3 characters.
That's a hard one.
Rash, Pimple, and...
Aaron.
Leonardo.
Zit.
Oh, very good, Aaron.
You guys know when I got that one.
Aaron, he's back in it. Jen, was that gettable?
No.
I tell you.
You're never supposed to ask a lady this, so I'll ask anyways.
Wow. Because
it's a podcast. How old are you, Jen?
I'm 21 years old.
Oh, just a kid.
Young.
Yeah, I'm a little young for Battletoads.
Yeah, Battletoads is an old one. I didn't think anybody else was going to get that one. Corey, you wouldn't have got that if you went out the paper.
Okay. I see your trash talk, and I choose to ignore it. In order to save his planet, Noran Rad pledged his allegiance to this world devourer.
Steven. Galactus.
There you go. Silver Surfer.
God damn it. I was going to guess that.
Oh, come on, Jen. I'm really going for you. I don't want losers to win. I don't like
because
when my
friends
win
movie
stuff.
The other day.
As a terror with Lawrence Fishburne as the voice actor.
Was it?
Yes, sir.
So Steven is looking like he's going to take away the championship from Aaron.
We got 4, right?
Characters from this 1994 platformer include Peter Puppy, Snot, Princess What's-Her-Name, Queen Slug for a Butt.
Oh, wow.
And Evil Jim.
Oh, Jen.
Jen.
Is that Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim.
Wow. I was only 2 years old when that came out.
Wow. She kicked. Okay, she's in the game, people. She's tied with Aaron.
She is tied with me.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Wait, that's too many questions now. That's 6, right?
Yeah, that was 5. We're on number 6 now.
All right.
Aaron, you better get on it.
I've got to kick it up a notch.
This 1991 Sega title centers around the titular characters. Yes, I said titular characters.
Wow.
2 alien rappers who crash landed on
Aaron.
Aaron.
Toe Jam and Earl. Let's keep it moving.
Good job, Aaron. He's back in the game.
Let's keep it moving.
In Street Fighter 2, M. Bison, Vega, and Balrog swapped names to avoid legal issues.
Aaron. Mike Tyson.
Wow!
Let's keep it moving, people. Let's keep it moving.
Jeez. Here we go. We're going on. Wait. So are we tied?
Me and Steven are tied.
Jen got... Okay, she's in this. She can bring this up. In 1992... This game centered around a bottlenose dolphin who tried...
Steven.
Aaron.
Echo the dolphin.
Son of a...
Okay, this game's title, internationally known as Fahrenheit, was changed to this in North America to avoid legal issues with a movie of the same name. Internationally, the game had an interactive sex scene that was removed in the American version.
Oh, Jen.
Jen.
Shit.
Oh, that is not, it's not as oh shit, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know this.
I'm gonna close the door in 3.
I can't 2. Remember, but I totally know this.
Okay.
Especially considering I was playing their game.
Wow.
Indigo Prophecy!
There it is! She got it. She had enough time to Google, and
I'm gonna give her
the...
Google it, I swear.
I know.
Because I was like, no, Quantic Dream. No, it's made like Quantic Dream.
That was really an interesting game, too.
So you guys were...
It was like the split screen
you guys
thing
knew the game,
where two things were happening.
I never played it, actually. So,
okay, so it's a tie. Actually, so since we're at a tie...
No, Aaron's beating me by 1.
I'm beating him by 1.
Oh, you're beating him by 1?
Yeah,
one?
That
oh,
last so little burst
Echo
of thing.
I, Elvin.
I just came back and...
Wow, okay.
Actually, yeah, that's it.
All right, here
How
we go.
How do you do it when you ask questions that were things that were made when I was alive?
I know, I wasn't.
He's like, in 1972.
This video game console has sold more units than any other gaming console.
Jen. PlayStation 2.
The PlayStation 2.
She literally answered that question a while back, too.
I was holding my tongue earlier when you guys said that little fact. I was like, damn.
He's like, oh, I gotta ask that question later.
And wow. Again, you play the longest intro.
Yep. That's
so, Jen has what, three?
Jen has three, tied with Steven, but...
And then
enough.
Aaron Carter, four.
Aaron Carter. You guys gave Aaron a run for his money this week, though.
After I stopped answering the first six questions?
Yeah. See, that's why I want someone just to thrash him. Jen, go on a rampage, find someone, help me. If you're listening again, pause it.
Wow.
And then, wait, don't pause it when I said pause it, because then you won't hear the second part. So after I say this, what I'm about to say, pause it, please. Go to our Twitter. Like us at Video Game Bang. Follow us, whatever you want to call it. And whoever does the best trash talk to at YDAC will get to play on our next show for a chance to win some glorious prizes.
Ooh.
All right. Trash talk.
He's looking for
delicious prizes.
I'm always looking for. You know what? To tell you the truth, I was a little worried. When it was at six, when he was like, no, this is question six, I had to do the math. I was like, well, he has three. Jen stole one. So that's four there. How can I? So I have to really chime in quickly.
Damn it. You're going to go down.
I could have had you on that.
You could have. Echo the Dolphin was the key.
I'm indigo prophecy in my dreams tonight.
So, Jen, you've been a great guest. You're our only two-time guest. So it's a great honor for you.
wow.
And actually, we owe Jen LeBlanc a lot, I think.
Right? Yeah, she was our first...
Was
she our first interview?
She was our second interview, but by far the most established.
Ooh, look at me sounding all fancy.
Yeah. So,
aren't you a Nerd Reactor?
Yeah, you are our main in with Nerd Reactor, because after the show we talked to her for about, 45 minutes to an hour of just like kind of the industry on how her experiences
have
been.
She was our gateway drug to the harder stuff.
Yeah. Now, when Nerd Reactor was considering us, was there any discussion with you? Did they go to you to make sure that we weren't like scam artists or something?
There was discussion with me, and I only had nice things to say.
Ooh, thank you.
See, and then we were the ones who got Jen back into Twitter. So those of you that are following her on Twitter, you can thank us.
Yeah. I'm trying so hard.
It is tough. It is tough, Jen, because I keep getting followers from random people. And it just makes me feel like I'm like obligated to tell them something.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, I'm on the toilet, everybody.
Oh, they don't follow you.
Terrible.
Where Jen makes her big mark, though, is on the Facebooks. She's big on the Facebooks. And you've had some very interesting posts recently, which was a big reason we wanted to have you back. Well, one, because we just love having you on the show. Number two is because you have some very controversial thoughts on Call of Duty. And I think you went on a public radio station and were able to voice these. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a bi-monthly radio segment on Ottawa's Live 88.5, and I get to talk about video games. And so yesterday morning, I got to go on and talk about Call of Duty Ghosts.
And so are the radio DJs that are normally there, how gaming educated are they?
Two of them, I never have any idea what I'm talking about. And one of them understands about 90% of what I say.
Okay. And so, go ahead. Continue.
So, I do sort of have somebody who can ask questions that actually make sense.
Okay. And so,
was warned well in advance what I would say if they made me talk about Call of Duty.
Ooh.
So they knew what they were getting themselves into.
I've got to hear, because I didn't hear this.
This is really getting built up.
What's,
I'm going to need to find a sound effect.
What's your main gripe, I guess, with this call? I haven't played it. I haven't bought it. I actually don't even really plan on buying this one. But I would love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, so basically pretend like we're that Ottawa radio station and then start from... Go ahead.
Okay, well, basically... People line up all night at midnight to try to get their copies of Call of Duty Ghosts when it comes out, and I do not understand why. I consider at this point Call of Duty to be literally a parasite on video gaming. they don't innovate. They've got that yearly release pattern. They've had a yearly release ever since 2006. Normally, if you know anything about video gaming, you see a yearly release pattern as a sign of a declining brand desperately clinging to its last shreds of popularity in an attempt to get a cash grab. And we're sort of seeing that right now with Assassin's Creed, how they've suddenly not been getting as good because they try to make them in too little amount of time with very little inspiration, resources, and they just, we want to get it out by this day, so it doesn't matter if it's not actually finished. So what happens with Call of Duty, though, is also because it is so immensely popular, and it was great when it first came out. But nowadays, everybody just kind of wants to cash in on the Call of Duty popularity. And by result, it winds up ruining other good video game series. Remember Resident Evil 4? It was one of the highest rated titles on the PS2 by the reviewers. And Resident Evil 5 had horrible gameplay in comparison. Why? Capcom has readily admitted it's because they were trying to cash in on the Call of Duty gaming crowd. So other games, by trying to be like Call of Duty, has actually lowered their own quality and their own unique imprint that they leave on the gaming world. It goes on more. Call of Duty Ghosts has, you know, taken one correct step in the right direction in terms of trying to do something with their game, which is that now you can actually play as a female character in the multiplayer. Now, don't get me wrong, this is a big deal in terms of a multiplayer video gaming audience, especially in the first-person shooter genre, but I also don't think that it's magically going to change the video game's multiplayer atmosphere. It doesn't change the fact that if I go on with this voice in my microphone, I'm immediately going to have my inbox filled with rape threats and people asking me for pictures of my tits. Just because I can look like Megan Fox this time around doesn't mean I want to still play your game. Also, they have the audacity to come out and say that they were going, that they could finally add women thanks to technological advances. I'm sorry, don't piss in my ear and tell me it's raining. I'm pretty sure we had that technology back on the Game Boy Color when I was playing Pokemon. I don't want to be able to play as a dog before I can play as a woman.
Boobs are hard.
Yeah.
Those jiggle physics, man, they're so difficult.
They had to get those jiggle physics just right.
But like, when you're running around, and like, I agree with, you know, a lot of your points. But when you're running around, do you really tell if somebody's a girl or a guy when you're shooting them? You're like, you point and drop them. That's all you do in a Call of Duty type of game. Yeah. I didn't understand why that was such a big, especially, oh, I could be a girl now. Like,
especially in multiplayer. Like, yeah. Are they now giving you the ability to choose what your character looks like?
They've implemented character creation, which is their reasoning for why they're giving you the ability to put in female characters. The reason I'm bothered by this sort of mass sea of white dudes is just from a pure representation standpoint. If you never have the ability to play as a person of color or as a woman, what does that sort of say about the people that you expect to be playing the game, the people that you expect to see in the world? They're talking about how their games are sort of hyper-realistic and all of our amazing graphics, and yet, you know, we all look like the Aryan race. What's going on here?
If I can cut in real quick, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, since the whole emblem editing, I mean, I know you guys have all seen. Oh, everybody's emblem's either a swastika or a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just tells you who you're playing games with. What? Nazis and just dicks. Everybody.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I can't believe they get away with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, but to go back to the rehashing every year, I mean, it's not the first title to do it. They're following somebody, and I'm going to have to say, like, the Maddens. Madden, even my favorite game, FIFA, they rehash every year, and they make small, tiny tweaks. Mm-hmm. But still, they know that they have that fan base that, hey, Madden's coming out, so we're going to buy it. You know, FIFA's coming out, we're going to buy it. And so Call of Duty, they wanted to get to that level. I think the Madden syndrome, or whatever you want to call it, they see it that as a cash cow. FIFA, of course, is a worldwide cash cow. Mm-hmm. So I think every game wants to get onto that level. Mm-hmm. So you have your Assassin's Creed, your Call of Duties following suit. When it comes down to it, every company from Nintendo to the people that make the Ouya, they want to make money. So when they see a formula that works, imitation is what they're going to do.
Definitely, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Definitely the Call of Duty community, though, too.
What did the Call of Duty community say, Laura? What did you see
a lot of maps, the maps are too big for them, I guess. I don't know. I haven't touched the game, so that's what I'm getting from Twitter.
Well, see, I don't even know. Like, I was fine with the maps being wide
open. I'm
not
sure about the perk system, if it's different, too. I'm not quite certain, but I hear a little bit tweaks on that, too.
I think the timing of this is going to be impeccable, because the enlightenment thinking gamer crowd, I'd say, which if anybody's listening to a video gaming podcast, that's probably you. You were tired of Call of Duty like three generations ago, maybe even four.
Probably, you know? Right.
Oh yeah.
I've been pretty much over Call of Duty.
I have
for a while.
Too. Yeah.
I invite everybody who says that, you know, it's not that bad with the recopying and just the copy pasting of Call of Duty, to go to Nerd Reactor right now and look up an article that we have called "So Did Call of Duty Copy and Paste Their Own Game with Ghosts?"
Oh, I saw that.
And see a video that shows the final scene of Modern Warfare 2 literally cut and paste with a new character model in the first mission scene of Ghosts.
Yeah, it was startling.
Did they really do
it
that?
It was the exact same hand gestures. They just swapped out a couple of words.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
they played it side by side perfectly, and everything lines up perfectly.
How hasn't this been
that
huge news?
Well, Nerd Reactor just broke the news story a few hours ago. So go to Nerd
really
Reactor and check that
made,
out.
Poorly made, I guess.
That's poorly crazy. Made. And then Call of Duty, they're... Remember a couple of weeks ago, I think we talked about it. Their main guy, their CEO, was saying that our game is going to break the record that GTA
just
did.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, they're still trying to go out there and say, there's reports, Call of Duty Ghosts boasting $1 billion in sales in day one.
That's the company buying all the copies.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're counting the retailers buying from them.
I could have told you that wasn't, because like I said, Grand Theft Auto... had a
that's
what,
an event
a what 4 year
it, when like, when
and that's
GTA.
Because it took how long for them to come out with the game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It had like 3 years in between the last one, and like Jen said, Madden
like
Call
like,
of Duty comes out every year.
Grand Theft Auto better not go that year to year.
They can't, with all the stuff that they put into a Grand Theft Auto game, all the little small details that you don't even notice while you're playing and shooting people. They can't do that each year.
Just let the
See,
franchise
I have-
die.
This is sort of echoes the feeling I had when BioShock Infinite kept getting delayed, and all these people were like, why do they keep delaying the game? And I was going, no, wait, calm down. This means they're waiting until it's good enough.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Go out there. I'm cool with it being delayed. As long as you deliver me something that's actually a quality product that's worth my $60.
What I think's going to happen, and you guys cut me off, you jerks. I was talking about how we are already burnt out on Call of Duty, but I think now it's finally starting to hit Joe Redneck that's playing Call of Duty. I think he's finally starting to realize that things are going to get are being reused and the game is not getting. I'm saying it's a slow process. It may take two more Call of Duties.
Well, I'm saying that is because literally today at work, I had two employees that I work with for a whole year now tell me that this was one of the greatest Call of Duties they've played.
It's a process,
and
but
they
by...
are. I would what you just said. The Joe Redneck, they play every single Call of Duty, each one. One of the guys came in with whatever the little camera that you get with it or whatever. He bought the collector's edition.
Wow!
And he's just like the little small nuances that they added in this one made it just like really good.
He'll be one of the last ones off the boats, but I think there's enough enough of us in gamers, like true gamers, that. When Titanfall comes out, I think that's going to be the new drug.
You got to vote with your dollars, though. That's exactly what it is. If this sold two copies worldwide, they would stop this trend of, you know, and then go back to the drawing board. Look at NBA Live. They came out with it every year. 2K came out with a better product. They had to stop and go back to the drawing board, and then eventually they just burned the drawing board because they don't even come out with the game anymore.
Well,
they're going to come out with another one, but look how long it took between this one and the last one. What was the last one? NBA Live,
10.
What, 10?
I think 10.
So 3 years. So, and it's hard to tell Joe Redneck, whatever you call them, to vote with your dollars when he just sees, you know, that name. Oh, I want. So,
also, the competitive gamers have like competition every year with each Call of Duty, so I don't know how they're going to leave it.
And the
Battlefield.
The media
Battlefield.
Is a beast.
Even Battlefield to me is the year thing now.
It's starting on that trend.
And then 4 came out literally just a year later. And to me, it's the same game.
And when you have commercials and everything, advertisement thrown in your face, buy me. Joe Redneck is going to be like, yeah.
And the solo campaigns are only 4 hours long in both of them.
Yep. And yeah, no one plays those anymore.
Yeah, everybody's like, I don't even know what the story is for the last...
Call of Duty?
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Yeah, I didn't finish it either.
But it's a monster. But I think the only way is to literally vote with your dollar. Don't buy the game and they won't make a crappy game. They'll spend more time to see how, you know, we can make this a better game. That's why I like free-to-play games. If you don't like it, you won't play it. So they know they made a bad game, it goes away. So that means they have to work harder because they know they're giving this game out for free. If you play it more, you'll want to invest into this game.
Yeah. Wow. That was a full show, people. I want to send a... Wow. Yeah, I want to give a special thanks to Steven for being here.
You're welcome.
Laura, do you have any last-minute requests for the audience?
I need to go home. I need to lay down.
Aaron?
Vote with your dollars, people.
Vote with your dollars. That's the theme. Hashtag vote with your dollars.
Vote with your dollars.
And the lovely, amazing, very fired up Jen LeBlanc.
Yep. That's me. I want to be a girl before I can be a dog.
Yeah, I think that was one of my favorite lines. The other one was the tits line. Tits line was really good.
Oh, wow.
I actually, you know what I can say, though? A listener to the radio station, after hearing my complaints about the online community, offered to buy me flowers.
Aww. Aww. They won't buy any dogs flowers if they rant.
It's those white knights. Oh, yeah. So did you actually say some of those things on the radio?
I was a little more PG in my language. Okay. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I said on the radio.
Beauty of podcasts.
Yeah.
Bump it up to R.
And as always, Jen, you have an open invitation to come back to the show. So thank you for listening, everybody. Again, check us out. We're on nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab, at nerdreactor. Check us out personally at Video Game Bang. Jen, where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook at Genevieve, Genevieve, .game.girl, as well as on Twitter at Jen Game Girl.
That's it, everybody. That's our show.
Geek Girl. Sorry, it's my name.
Oh, wow. You didn't get your own name right.
I did not get my own name. It's 10 o'clock here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, time difference. Everybody, thank you for listening, bitches. Wow.
And no more views.
And you know what we like to say? Adios, menudos.